Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and the Tveit corner of the internet is recovering from a whirlwind weekend of Aaron's London debut for two sold-out shows at the London Palladium. When Aaron's London debut was first announced, it was one night only, and it sold out so quickly that they added the second show on Easter Sunday. The Palladium seats over 2,000 people, and both nights Aaron performed with a full band and a full theater. And that had to be unreal for him to look out and see throughout the night. Like, it was unreal seeing it in photos that have come out since the event, like since the concert. Like, unbelievable. And leading up to the concert, I was sitting on Instagram going through the Instagram stories that had tagged the Palladium and seeing all the excitement being posted. Like, even leading up to the concert, from the moment it was announced, like, the excitement and the anticipation was so real. People had traveled from all over to see his London debut, and for many, these two nights, they were their first opportunities to see Aaron perform live. And I mean, for those of us that have seen him live, we all remember our first time. Like, it lives rent-free. You remember every single detail of the first time seeing him live. So for people seeing him live for his London debut for the first time, sharing how they've waited years for the chance to see him was so special. And myself and so many others were very fortunate to have had multiple opportunities to see Aaron perform live over the years. And sometimes, like, it can be taken for granted having so many opportunities, like, just more so being able to be in the position of being close to New York City or close to where he's performing. So it was something truly special about this weekend, knowing how many people have waited so long for him to go overseas, for him to go to London, for him to be someplace that they could easily get to, like so many of us here in the States, close to New York, have had access to for years. Like, it was just so special to see little pieces of people's dreams coming true over the weekend. And adding to the anticipation of the concert was whether or not Aaron and Ricky would be reuniting on stage. And the day of the concert, like, Ricky had been posting his excitement, like, since the announcement dropped, but then that day he posted himself outside the theater giving his usual kiss face to Aaron. And later, Aaron posted a photo of himself during soundcheck and said that the photo was taken by a surprise. Like, little did the audience know what Aaron and Ricky, what that reunion would entail and how iconic it would be, but I mean, the excitement was real to see what was going to happen. And this was one of those concerts that was broken up into two acts. So right when, like, I heard from a friend at intermission that it was intermission, it wasn't just done, it had already been over an hour. Like, it was like, oh my gosh, like, this has to be an unreal set list, an unreal concert. And recapping it as someone who wasn't there personally, I feel like I couldn't completely do it justice by myself. So I connected with, her name is Georgie, and she was able to be at the concert for night one on Saturday, April 19th. And she and I had talked a little bit just through Instagram, as that's how most of these connections happen. But she talked to me and got to recap the whole event. This was her second time getting to see Aaron. The first time she saw him was at the Rodgers and Hammerstein 80th anniversary concert in London. So I loved talking to her and hearing her recap it. And now, even a few days later, like, her excitement is still so, like, palpable, still so right there. Like, as she's talking about it, she's just going right back into the moment. So I want to share my conversation with her and just let you listen and relive it right along with us as she walked us through an incredible night. Georgie, thank you for talking with me. I know we were going back and forth on Instagram prior to the concert, like, just with about your excitement and leading up to it. And then you shared some great videos and photos and clips of the day. So I'm just so excited to hear
your firsthand account of being in the room with him. Like, what was it like in that theater? Everything about that. But like, just to start, like, when did you first discover Aaron? What was the song that you heard first? What was the piece of work? Like, how did you become a fan of Aaron Tveit?
So about 2 years ago, quite similar to the time I this the concert, it was about 2 years, pretty much to the day. I was on like Instagram, I was just scrolling through and I saw a video of him doing Maria. I think it was at the was it the New Year's Eve orchestra performance of it.
Yes.
And I had watched it. I've had the most random like introduction to Aaron because I'd had watched Gossip Girl. I was like, this guy can, because I'm a musical theatre performer myself. I went, this guy can sing. And I went, but how, I was sat with my mum. I went, how similar does this guy look to Tripp Vanderbilt from Gossip Girl? And I was like, oh my gosh, like that's actually mad. And then I looked at him and I was like, that's crazy. They're so similar. And then I looked it up and I was like, probably because it is. And then because I'm always been obsessed with musicals, I was like, oh, I must listen to Aaron now. And then I started listening to his music. And I think because it was 2 years ago now, I think I started listening to Moulin Rouge. And as you can tell, it became a bit of my personality. And
Totally.
I think that I was always loved musicals, but when I found Aaron and his work, I feel like that was more of like a catalyst into my obsession with musical theatre. And musicals became my personality and musicals became like more, because I had already known that I wanted to go into musical theatre as a profession, but I think it sort of consumed me. My mind once I saw Aaron and all the shows he did, and then I feel like I wouldn't have the knowledge of all the different musicals I had if I hadn't have been introduced to Aaron, and through that all the shows he's done and all the people he's worked with, and it's been a journey over the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's amazing that he like pushed your. Like he inspired you to continue into
Yeah,
musical
definitely.
theater and everything. So as you it's and what you said, it's so funny about the Tripp Vanderbilt, because there's so many times like I'll post videos and so many people will comment, they'll be like, Tripp, is that you? Like they just like to make the
People who
connection.
don't know he does
Yes.
musicals, but
Yes,
it's
because
so
they know
funny.
him. They know him from Gossip Girl, whereas like I saw him first in Moulin Rouge and like the musicals, and then I was late to the Gossip Girl like world. So it's just so funny. So as you were going through and discovering him, and even now, like, do you have a favorite musical that he's done? Do you have a favorite song that he's performed?
I feel like obviously, as you can tell, Moulin Rouge is very big to me, and it's one of my favorite of all time. But I think that, and obviously, I love Aaron in that show so much. But I feel like I also love the show, like as general, and I quite like a lot of the different Christians. Especially a big Jamie Moscato fan, as you've probably seen on my Instagram. So I feel like I have quite a big love for the musical as well, but I feel like maybe like an Aaron specific one is always one that I can't see and maybe will never see, which is Catch Me If You Can. And that I can sing through the soundtrack all the way through. It's one of those ones where it's like I always find that if I'm having a really bad day, that's the soundtrack I stick on. And I feel like it's so much random. Like when people are like, what's your comfort song? I'm like, Butter Out of Cream from Catch Me If You Can. And feel like,
That's
what?
great.
So I feel like if I had to see Aaron in something, it might be Moulin Rouge, but it also might be Catch Me If You Can. I'm not
Yes.
sure. And I feel like the concert was impeccable, but I think if I could add one song to it'd be Goodbye.
Yes,
I think if I could add one,
yes,
that'd be one.
it's been a long time since that one was in a set list for him. That would have been cool if he brought that back, because he did bring back some others. But you said that this concert was your second time seeing him. Can you talk real quick just about when you saw him for the first time, and then we can get into this past weekend?
It was December 12th, 2023. And I remember I was on the way to a singing lesson, and I got this notification that was like, "We've released more cast members singing at this concert." And I remember I burst into tears. I was like, "Oh my God, he's back in London!" And I remember I was crying in the car, and obviously because I live up north in England, and it was in London, and it was a school week, and it was just, oh my God, it was very logistically impossible. And I had this doubt in the back of my mind the whole time, like, I'm not going to be able to go to this. And I remember going into my singing lesson all very, very flustered because of, I was like, I must be there. And I kept checking, tickets still available, tickets still available. And I remember I went home and I was like, oh no, we can't go, but we figured out a way to go. And I was very pleased. So me and my dad traveled down, and because my mum couldn't go because she was at work. And me and my dad traveled down, and this was, my dad hadn't seen a musical before because my
Oh,
mum's
wow.
always a musical companion. And so we went, and we got there hours early. We were sat in a cafe for 3 hours as I tried to not feel sick, because I was so excited. And I remember there was a massive queue, and I was like, oh my God, this is too overwhelming. And we got there, and he walked on stage, and my dad's holding my hand going, "Don't cry, don't cry."
Oh.
And he, although it was a load of different people, he sang four bits of songs to himself. And I remember just being like, I can't, and it never feels like, because I think it was such a random impulse ticket buy as well, because it was so last minute, it never really felt like it happened. And I had good seats, but they weren't as close as where I was for this concert at the Palladium. So in a way, it kind of felt like seeing him for the first time at the Palladium, but also I was like, well, you, and it, because it was ages ago now as well, but it was, that day was very, that was a whirlwind of a day, I thought, because it was so last minute. But he was amazing, and my favorite he performed was "Younger Than Springtime." Loved that.
Yes. Oh, and that white suit.
The white suit, which made a return in London again for the
Yes.
concert. But yeah, it was really, the Rodgers and Hammerstein was really good, and everyone who performed was amazing. And I remember because my dad hadn't really se he'd seen the musicals that I was in, and he'd seen like bits and heard bits, and he'd heard all of Aaron's stuff. He knows everything that Aaron's ever done. And I remember every person who performed, he just went, "Whoa!" After everyone, he went, "That was amazing." I'm like, "This is why we
Yes.
love it." But yeah, that was the first time I saw him.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that was you saying it's a whirlwind. Like that was a whirlwind concert. Like they did like it was two show day, like and then that was
Yeah,
it. Like they just got all those stars together for that one thing. And like I'm
it was
glad they put
crazy.
yeah.
It was crazy.
That's okay. So jumping in, you talked about how your reaction to the Rodgers and Hammerstein announcement. What was your reaction like to this one when this came out, when this got announced? Like, how quickly did you act this time?
So this one was quite funny. I was getting ready for bed, and I thought, you're right, I'm just before bed, I haven't been on TikTok. I'm not really, I don't go on TikTok as much. I'm a very Instagram person. And I have TikTok, and I've been on it a bit more recently, but I was scrolling through, and then I saw Lambert Jackson posted the little teaser, and it was the day before the tickets came out, and it was to like Roxanne, and I was like, what? And I was mid getting ready for bed, and I was like, I had my headphones on, and I was like, I don't know what this is. And then I went on their TikTok, and I was like, oh my word. I was like, I know what, because I saw Next to Normal, they used I'm Alive on the other teaser. And I was like, it's a concert. I was like, it's a concert. And I actually have the videos, and I kept the videos on my phone. I have three videos that I sent to my best friend, and I was like, I was again in tears, but this was panicked because my mum, who obviously, because I'm at school in the day, my mum gets the tickets, and she was away on a work conference, and she was at a meal, and I spammed her with a whole page of full caps texts. Please answer the phone. I was calling. I was like, please, I don't care where you are. And I hadn't told some of my friends at school that I was trying to get tickets. And I told one friend at school, and I had my other friend who doesn't live near me, who's like, you're gonna get them. We're gonna pray. And we all like, we're all there, like manifesting the tickets together. And I remember I got a message on my watch at school because we're not allowed our phones. And I got a message on my watch just saying, got them off my mum. And I just started crying at lunch. And all the other friends who had no idea what was going on, they all just went. And
Yeah,
I
they don't
was
understand.
they just looked so confused. And one friend came around and gave me a hug. They were like, Georgie, it's going to be so good. And I had to then, once I stopped crying, explain to everyone else that I got Aaron ticket. And because he's such a commonly used name in my life, everyone just went, oh, okay, we get it. Like, straight away, they all just went, I actually think I could have just said Aaron, and they'd have just gone, yeah, fine. They'd have known. But it and I immediately got on my Instagram and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yes. No, that's great. Because that's great. Your mom got that. Like that first show sold out
Yeah.
so quickly.
So fast.
Yes. And yeah, I
So
love that
fast.
they, I feel like they already had the second show like in their back
Oh
pocket.
yeah.
They were
Because you were
just,
like, oh, you sold that one out so fast. And I was
yes,
like,
definitely.
yeah.
No, had you been to the Palladium before?
No,
Okay.
since I go to the theatre so often, I like it was actually surprisingly a new theatre for me. It's a gorgeous theatre.
Yeah.
And obviously because it's one of the big, like, renowned theatres, and when he said, you know, he's playing at Palladium, I remember my mum, because obviously I hadn't seen the announcement, my mum said, got the tickets, she went, Palladium, and told me the date. I was like, whoa. I was like,
Yeah.
Palladium, wow, okay. Because obviously he's often plays like 54 Below and like Mercy Heaven. You know all those like venues I've always watched that are like the smaller venues. And when she said, I was expecting like, which is why I was expecting the tickets to be like even harder to get, because like Jamie Moscato, when I saw him at Cadogan Hall, that was like not many seats, like it's a small venue. And so I was like, oh, he's gonna play somewhere really obscure. He's gonna pick somewhere like teeny, and I was like, and it's gonna be ridiculous. And but when Mum was like, it's at the Palladium, I was like, whoa, Aaron, okay.
Yes, he made quite the debut with that theater.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. All right. So Dave, I mean, his set list was incredible. Like I heard from a friend at it was intermission because we weren't sure. Like sometimes his concerts are two acts like that. Most of the time they're condensed. So when she's like, it's intermission, I'm like, oh my gosh, like this has to be
It's
insane.
big.
So I mean, let's just get into it and talk about it. Like he kicks off his concert with "I'm Just Ken." just tell me everything.
I've actually got the set list with me just to, as a reminder, what, because obviously there's so many, especially with like the medleys and stuff. But I was like, I'd been talking to my mum who was next to me, and then other Tveit fans who were next to me. And I was like, I have some predictions. I was like, I'm thinking maybe he's going to open it with like an I'm Alive, you know, like he does on his album. And I was like, maybe he's going to do like a classic I'm Alive, or maybe like Alive in Living Colour, bring something random back and do like a bouncy intro. And then when he, and I was like, they're my two that I'm going to predict. I was like, mainly I'm Alive. And then he walked on, I saw the white suit, and I was like, good outfit choice, first of all. And he looked down, and then he looked up, and he had the glasses on. I was crying again, and I said to my mum, "Oh my God, it's Ken!" And I'm like half laughing, half crying, because the lights were so dramatic, and they had the big band, and it was like the rock drums, and I'm sort of laughing at, because he really does it so tongue in cheek, and I'm like laughing but also crying, because I'm like, it's Aaron, but also just like, it's such an Aaron iconic way to start a concert, to
Yes.
sing with Ken.
Oh my gosh.
It was, yeah, that was one of those. I was like, I predicted it to be on the set list, but I hadn't seen it as an opener, like, because when he does it, he usually sandwiches it in somewhere. So I was like, okay, but
Yes.
I like the choice, but I wasn't expecting it.
No, I love it. I was the first night time he did it at 54 Below on New Year's Eve. Like, I was there,
Yes,
and
I saw it.
he put with the everybody lost their minds. Like, he puts on the tie-dye sweatshirt and the
Yeah, I saw
glasses.
it.
Like, oh my gosh, he was so into it. But
I
yes.
remember waking up to that, and I have staying with my cousins who were like eight, and I remember just waking up and I was like, oh my gosh, Aaron sang I'm Just 10, and I showed them the picture, and my cousins at eight, they're so like me, they were like, Georgie, that's so exciting. And I was watching the videos
Oh.
of, I can't speak to you all this morning, I've got Aaron videos.
Yes, I'm busy. All right. So then act one, he did the Your Song, What Kind of Fool Am I, Fight the Dragons, and then he got into like the Next to Normal medley and all of that. Did you have a favorite song that he performed in there, or what were some of your favorites from like act one? And then of course he ended with The Wizard and I, which or with Wicked, but
Yeah,
do you have some
I
favorites?
when because he sort of spoke for a little bit and then he went straight into Your Song. I had just finished crying and then that ruined it. And I ended up in the interval with mascara all around my face, and I was like, that's Your Song. I'm like, that's what that did to me. But I that was definitely as soon as he kicked, because he didn't introduce it. He just went
Yes.
straight in with my gift is my song. And I was like, whoa. And I like I because I've been waiting to hear that for like 2 years. I went, oh my God. And my mum straight away just held, she like got hold of me and she's like, it's gonna be okay. And I was like, and obviously because it was just it's so iconic of his, Your Song. I was like, that obviously I loved that. And then I loved the Next to Normal medley because obviously there were a lot of I saw a Next to Normal when it was on the West End
Okay.
recently with Katie Levy,
Yeah.
but I wasn't expecting some of the songs he sang. I was expecting definitely I'm Alive, and I was actually expecting I Miss the Mountains. But
Okay.
then when we obviously got like I've Been, There's a World, I'm the One, I was like, they're so of they're like not the ones you'd think of straight away, but I really liked the mixture he did, and obviously I think hearing him sing Dan's Song was definitely interesting, and I feel like that was quite a nice moment because it has that Dan is obviously a being having been Gabe, he can bring something different to that character
Yes.
where he can bring more of an understanding maybe of the situation with Gabe after playing that, and I think that would be an interesting character to go back to maybe if
Oh,
it ever came
absolutely.
back. I'd like to see Aaron as Dan,
Yes, we'd love to
but
see that.
and I feel like I've been waiting for Maria to be back on the set list for years,
Yes.
and when he because he'd done Agony, Pretty Women, I went and Stevenson, I wrote the lyrics to this one. I
Yes.
went, oh, it's Maria. And then I heard the little piano and I was like, it's back. And it was amazing. And I noticed he even did some of the similar blocking from the times he sang it. He did the little turn towards the audience on the big note.
Yes.
And it was all back. And obviously that was that and Why God, Why from the second act were the ones that I was like, wasn't expecting to come back, but they did. And I'm glad they did because
Yeah.
they're like dream ones that I hadn't expected.
Oh my gosh.
Morning.
Going back to Next to Normal real quick, like how was like Aaron's how was his, how were his emotions during that? Like that medley in
Oh.
past concerts has tended to bring some things up for him.
Yeah, it that he it during I've been he got quite emotional, and I remember a few of us sat together because obviously he was trying to keep singing, but he kept turning away and like wiping his tears away. And I, because it was on the like I can't be alone, like that lyric. And I remember I went, oh my God, like we a couple of us sat there together all went, oh, like we were all kind of like we felt, because obviously we hadn't, he always says like I cry like
Yes,
drop of a hat,
yes.
and he'd not
Seen it.
cried yet.
Yes.
He said he might cry during Fight the Dragons, but then he did. He actually was fine.
Okay.
And then during I've been, he started crying, and we all just collectively, you could feel everyone go, "Is he
Yeah.
okay?"
Yeah.
But it was, I think it's just something so not, obviously not nice that he's like emote, but kind of like you can feel, even though there is no real, he's not in the show at the
Yeah.
time, how much he gives himself to each character separately. And I feel like because he sings so many songs, he goes into so many different characters. Like that one, he switched from Gabe to Dan. I feel like it, even though there's no build up to it, he can throw himself into every character and use his personal experience to do that. And
Yes.
for me, that's just such a credit to the performer he is.
Oh yeah. Incredible. Yeah, the emotions, it is, it's very jarring as like an audience member to see him get emotional. Like, you know, like he has like the nickname like Teary Tveit and stuff, like, so you joke about it, but then you see it and you're like, whoo, like it, yeah,
It hits different.
it hits different for sure. Yes, absolutely. But yes, you got your Maria, so your intro song to Aaron, you got to see it
I
live.
got that. I got my intro.
Yes. And then he went in, he brought his Fiero and his Alphaba
Yes.
to London. So
I
somebody
love that. I love that. It was, and he added so much choreo into Dancing Through Life. So every 5 seconds he did something different, and
Yeah.
every time he did part of the choreography, everyone went, ah! And everyone screamed every time he did something different.
Yes.
And then obviously he included Brian with the "Where's the most sanctified place in town?"
Yes.
And just everything with that, I was like, "Oh, I know it was 2008, but I can see it all." I'm like, but it, no, I loved that, and I loved "When I," obviously, and
Yes.
I feel like, and I even had like friends who only know about Aaron through me, but obviously who are fans of Wicked through whether it be like the film or being like musical theatre fans, maybe not as like obsessional as me, but
Right.
like casual musical theatre fans who were like reposting Aaron singing that. And for me, that was such a, no one's ever done that before. And I went on my TikTok, it was like three of your friends have reposted this, and it was like friends from school. I was like, he was with that concert, he was hitting my social groups, and I was like, this is something before. I was like, okay, this is new. So that was really good. And my friend sent me it. She was like, I've just seen this. She was like, your Aaron's now on my For You page,
Oh my
probably
gosh.
via your influence. But yeah, so that was it. I loved it. It was so good.
Yes. Oh, I know, we were hope somebody commented something like with The Wizard and I. They're like, when the lights turned green, I screamed, like, 'cause like they just knew like Alphabet was coming. Like, it's so good. It's so good. And then, yeah, my friend sent a video from the second night. Did he do it the first night? But the second night he winked right at the end of Wizard and I, like, to
Oh, yes,
close
I
out.
saw that.
Did he do that the first night? Do you remember?
I can't remember, which makes me think he probably didn't,
Right. I
because
feel like
I
you would
wouldn't
have remembered that.
remember.
Yeah.
But he had little sassy moments each
Yes.
night. So
Yes, yes, yes.
I did see that video, the little did you slow it down, the little wink?
Yes. Yes, I slowed it down to see that. I'm like, because she sent it. I'm like, oh my God. Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
So you had some extra sass these two nights.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So then going into Act Two, what was that transition like, taking it from Crazy Rolling Moulin Rouge into Empty Chairs from Les Mis? Like, that's
Oh,
like,
it's such a, like, he
whoo.
had all like joining, clapping during Crazy
Yeah.
Rolling, and then he was like, right, I'm gonna sing this one from Les Mis. And because he's told the funny story before about how he sent it in, they never asked for his tape, but he sent it in.
Did they tell
And
that? Did he tell that again in London or no? Okay.
So he told the story about like, oh, I found out who was in it, and I was like, I have to have the script. And
Yes.
then how he auditioned for it, and then they were like, We'll hear soon. And he was like, I'm never gonna hear again. And then they all said, we'll see you, but we'll see you for Andra, not Marius. But for that one, I feel like Crazy Rolling, because he also, because that was the opener of Act Two, he just straight away went into it. And I was like, oh, okay. And because Moulin Rouge has been like my life for 2 years, like obsessed, I was like, I can't believe my luck. We've had two Moulin Rouge. And I remember thinking, he's probably not gonna. I was thinking, are we gonna get a Roxanne? And then I thought, because we've had Crazy Rollin', we're probably not gonna get more Moulin Rouge, because I was like, he likes to sort of even it out. And I was like, well, he proved that one wrong later. But I was like, I can't believe my luck. I've got two Moulin Rouge songs in one night. And obviously, that's very high energy. And I always loved that one, because he always talks about how in the show that's the only moment he's alone on stage. And so I always really liked that one. But then when he told the story about Les Mis, it was so lighthearted, and then he went straight into Empty Chairs at Empty Tables. And I feel like at most songs, as soon as they started, there'd be big whoops. Every song, because obviously people know Aaron so well, that it just ended up being like everyone knew every song that was coming once he started playing it. And I felt like I was like sort of anticipating kind of an awkward like scream, because obviously it's such a somber song. I was like, are people going to like be like, oh my God, it's Empty Chairs at Empty Tables? But there was just silence. And obviously the piano on that is very deep. And it was just silent while everyone just waited for it, because we all knew what was coming. And then he started, and I was like thinking, are people gonna be like frantic about it? And everyone just stopped. It was one of those moments where it was probably one of the only moments of the whole show where there was just silence. It was very special in that part of the show.
Yes, it's very like somber. He brings it,
Yeah.
and you're so
Very
present with
down.
him, like in that moment.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And then he brought back Why God Why and gave a, I mean,
Yeah.
talk about crying, like the tank top situation.
Yeah. When he was like, oh, I'm just gonna take my jacket off, I was like, yeah, you do that. You do that. Fine with me. But yeah, and obviously that is one that I had first couple of, even the first year of seeing Aaron, I don't think I realised he'd sang that. And then about a year in, I saw a video. I was like, I'd saw Miss Saigon 2 years ago, and I've seen it again this year on the tour. And I was like, oh, like I didn't realize he sang that. It's one of my favorites, and because it's one of my mum's favorite, and it's my granddad's favorite musical, and one of my nan's, quite a special musical to me. And I was like, oh my word, he sang that. I was like, I'm imagine if you got to hear that live. I was like, that would be amazing. I think it was the Elsie Fest one I saw first, because he did that there. And I was like, and I remember when he said, because he'd just done Empty Chairs at Empty Tables, and as soon as he said, and Colin Michel Schomburger, he did this as well. He wrote this. I again did the thing. I was like, oh my gosh, Mum, it's Why God Why. And my mum was like, really? Because she'd not heard him sing it. He started, and my mum went, and then I know that something's so good. My mum went during the ending. She like grabbed. She was like jaw open. She was like, that was incredible. And that one had me like not full sobbing, just slight tears, because it was just so amazing, and the way he did it was so perfect. And I was like, if that was one I would never have thought of when I was about what songs I was going to get, I was like, that I would never have thought of that coming back. And I'm so glad it did, because it's up there with Battling for the Highlights.
Oh gosh, so good. So good. And I say this all the time, like it wouldn't be an Aaron concert if he didn't bring in Rent, like because
Of
that show
course.
is just so
Yeah.
significant to him. So love that he
Kickstarted
had
everything.
those. But
Yeah, they were
then,
amazing.
yeah. But then you got to the Ricky portion of it, which was so funny
Yeah.
because like Ricky's out there before the show posting himself and outside the theater, and Aaron's like, there's a surprise. We're like, yeah, we know.
We know it's Ricky. I was at a matinee of Oliver and
Yeah.
I was waiting in line at interval for the toilets, and I just, in front of a whole queue of people, a whole auditorium, went, Ricky's here. I went, Ricky's here. I was like, I'm getting two Moulin Rouge OBCs in one night. I was like, oh my gosh, Ricky's here. Because I hadn't thought about it. Because a lot of time musical theater performers will be like, we have maybe some special guests coming out, but how Aaron hadn't mentioned it. Because he often doesn't bring anyone out. So I was just, I hadn't even really thought about it. And I was like, oh my God, Ricky's here. And so when Ricky came out and he got his guitar and then he started, we heard the rap. I was like, yes! So I was excited for that. And when he did the little Nini impression, he's so funny.
Oh, I
And
love it.
that was really fun. And then obviously Roxanne, because when they brought out Camilla the violinist, I was like, and then she started playing, I was like, we all looked at each other, and even people who I know are like seen Moulin Rouge like 6 times on Broadway, we were like, is this, because it obviously it was such a complicated violin part, we were like, is it Roxanne? And everyone was kind of like, is it? And we were kind of held our breath for a minute. We were like, could it be? And then obviously he mashed up the film version, so you had Ricky, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is so, especially because they'd said, we've never done this before. I was like, it's not Roxanne, because Aaron's done it before. But then when it was the new version of it, I was like, whoa. And then Aaron did the first run of the vocals, and then he sat back down. I was like, what's going on? And I was like, this is like really unusually brilliant. But I was like, I don't feel like I can anticipate what's coming next. And then I saw from one side of the stage, Ricky just went like this to Aaron, like nodded. Just nodded. And I was like, oh, here we go. And then you see Aaron sort of go. He breathed and then he stood up. And I was like, here we go. This is it now.
Oh,
Because I saw
my
Ricky had a
gosh.
smirk on his face and he was like, they're gonna go mad. And then he went into it. And that was probably when I lost it the most
I
out of
would have
me.
too.
I was gone. It was insane. And I just remember, because someone sent me the vo airdropped me the voice memos of the show after the at stage door, and I was having a listen back, and you hear the audience was just insane. It was just like everyone was like, oh my gosh, that
Oh my.
was incredible. And then after that he was like, well, that was cool. I was like, cool.
Cool.
I was like, you just emotionally ruined me for the night. Like, cool. Like,
Cool for them. It was a out of body experience for everybody else.
yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. But then it was just like,
Yes.
that was such a new experience. I'm like, that was the experience.
Oh, they sounded so good together. I love that
Yes.
they love it. Oh, so good. And then I love that he's kept win the winner takes it all on his set list for a while. Like,
That's been a staple
yeah,
recently.
it's been on for like a year. He does that beautifully. And then so if he left, like he ended it after Winner, and then he came back on for Move On.
Yeah, and we knew he was going to do that because he kind of already did. And then he did move on. And then obviously he went off. And then I was about to go and run for stage door. And then we see all the musicians kind of just stop and stay there. And you can see everyone collectively go, oh, hang on. Nobody's leaving. And then he came back on and we were like, oh, he's back. And yeah, so, and then we got A Million Dreams.
I love that one.
So it was just amazing. I loved the double encore. When he said, we've got one song left, I was like, what? We've been here 5 minutes. I was like, what? You can't leave. It went so fast. And I was like, please don't leave. I'm like, can you just stay?
Yeah,
I'll stay.
everyone would stay.
And it was just like when he said it usually means one more, I was like, okay, I can deal with that. So when we got two more,
I know.
I was well impressed.
And it really seems like A Million Dreams like wasn't planned because they didn't do it the second night. Like they didn't
No.
do A Million Dreams.
And that was like because he came back on, I feel like, and you could tell that some of the musicians looked like, are we going? But they had in-ears in, and I wonder if they were talking on the in-ear about doing another, because you could kind of see, it was a weird like moment where everyone was like, is there something else happening? Are we going? He was going. And I feel like because nothing was happening, we were like, something's happening. But then I wasn't expecting another encore, but I'm glad we did. And he did that so well, and especially if that was unplanned, it just shows how amazing, well, we know how amazing he is, but it's just a demonstration of that, because unplanned, and especially the musicians, it was definitely a moment I was like,
I know. I love that he did that. And I love, like, I feel like I've seen every single angle of that song now,
yeah.
like on TikTok. 'Cause, like, somebody
Everyone
was,
had.
people were like, there was no filming, but everybody at the same time just went rogue during that second encore and just took out the phones. We're like, I don't care. I'm like,
Yeah, I
yeah,
feel like
good.
because a lot of the time you can film the last section of shows, everyone just treated it like a curtain call on sort
That
of
makes
like a
sense.
mega mix. So like when you have a mega mix after a curtain call, I think everyone kind of just treated it like that, and everyone kind of had their phones out, and it was really good. Yeah.
All right, so then after the show, you got to see him at Stage Door, you got some videos, and you're also in the picture. Like the picture that
Yeah.
he shared on his Instagram, you're there. Like, tell me about
Yeah.
that.
So after the show, I was like, they told me that there was, they were like, the doors, because I was panicking. I've been panicking about Stage Door for weeks. I've been like, I have to, because I was like, it's okay if he doesn't come out. I don't mind if he doesn't come out. Like, I was like, but if he does, and then I don't get to see him, I was like, I'm gonna be crushed. I was like, this man is a household name. I'm like, if he comes out, I really need to be there. And I didn't want to be like disappointed because I knew it would be such a good night. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I've got to make sure I'm there. And then, so I went out and they told me, I'd asked them and they said, oh, those doors. But there was two doors next to each other, and I accidentally ran out the wrong one and had to run round the front of the building and around the streets. And I heard people going, oh my gosh, she's running. Like, I was walking past people. I'm for Stage Doors, I've done it before. I'm actually skilled at being through
It is
people.
a skill.
I've never hit anyone, and I have like a little skip when I have to like slide past people, and it was like it was pure skill on my
It
behalf
is.
there.
It's
And
strategy for sure.
yeah, and I was like, I was very proud of that. And then I got a bit too far back, and I may have wiggled myself through, because in the end, I actually only ended up at three people back.
That's insane.
So from coming out of the front of the theater and having to get all the way around, I did well.
You did.
I was quite close, and when he came out, he looked so shocked, because when I looked behind me, I hadn't realized that it was literally the whole street, because it was like just over 2,000 people in the concert, and it was so, and most of them will have wanted to Stage Door, so it was just as many people as they could get there. And I remember I quickly glanced down the street because he like had like a look on his face as he came out, like sort of almost laughing to himself, like, I really didn't think he'd have this reaction. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, you're having to wait. Of course we're all gonna gather. And then I when because they had originally said, like, this guy came out, and I had a moment where I was like, oh, he's gonna say he's not coming out tonight, guys, sorry, or do you know whatever it was. And he came out and he said he is coming out. I said, he's not signing it. He's like, he's not signing anything and taking pictures, but he's gonna come out and you can video him saying. And I was like, that's
That's
fine. And part of
fine.
me was actually quite relieved, because I feel like if it was a what 2,000 people scrap to try and get his autograph, I feel like there'd be a lot of disappointed people, and I feel like it's better for everyone to see him speak than it is for only some people to meet him. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And I feel like I'd have been so stressed trying to get an autograph or a picture or whatever. So just for him to just stand there, it melt let us all enjoy the moment, kind of in like a non-stress way.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and he came out and he was like, "I just want to say thank you." And then he did that really cute little, "Oh, please watch the road. There's cars there."
I
I only realized when I was looking back over the video, he had a moment where he looked at me, and that was probably when I was like almost hyperventilating, which actually on the video that you posted, I was like, I watched it back. I was like, oh my God, everyone on TikTok and Instagram can hear me behind the camera going, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
And I could hear myself like whispering stuff, but I didn't even remember saying anything. So it was just subconscious babble at that point because I was just in disbelief. I was like, I've been watching him on in like my phone for years and he's right
There
there.
he is. Yeah. Oh,
And
that's amazing.
he was just talking like, thank you so much for coming. And then I was like, thank you, Aaron. And then he walked back through, but I could see, I think it might have been Danny with the camera, who was photos. And
Okay.
I was like, oh, I'm probably, I was like, I really hope I'm probably just on those
In there.
photos. And I
Yeah.
thought, I really hope I'm not like holding my phone like directly in front of my face or something, and all you can see is like my rubbish phone case on the photo. And then I've been waiting for days for the pictures to come out. I was like, I wonder when they're coming out. And then I was at the theatre last night, and at interval, there was this, it
Yeah.
said Aaron Tveit posted, and it was this photo. And actually, I'm not even like on the end, I'm actually quite
You're right, you're in the middle.
in the middle. And obviously, that's such a cool photo of
It
Aaron. I feel
is.
like if you could be like, if he had to ever say to anyone, "Trust me, I'm cool," he could be like, that was like a fifth of the people that were there. We had to just cut off. There was too many people, and if you wanted to be big-headed, you could say I had too many fans to even get in a photo, and. When I saw it, I was at this theater and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on the photo. And then I put it on my story, and
Yeah.
so that people in my life could see that I'd ended up on Aaron's Instagram. Because I
Oh
think the front cover of his London post, I
my
was like,
gosh.
that's so cool. I think now there's professional photos to confirm that I'm a fangirl.
Yes.
And it's like people have known it for years, but now there's
There
proof.
it is. There's it's in a photo. Yes.
It's in a
That's it.
photo. But I was very pleased with that. I was very pleased with being on the photo. I was
Yeah,
like,
I would be too. That's
yeah.
amazing. Oh my God. Yeah, all of those photos when they came out yesterday, like each
Oh, they
one
were
was
so
just
cool.
like so good. There was not one like bad one or not, you
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like all of them were so unique and so like just capturing of what that
It
weekend
was
was.
especially with different lighting and all of that. There was something like different in each photo, and I think my other favorite, there's one in quite dim lights. I think it was after Why God Why,
Yes, with the
and
back of him.
he turned
That's my
around.
favorite one, yes.
I love that photo. And
Yeah.
then another one I love is he's it was the probably the last one on his post. He's walking through like the dressing rooms and stuff,
Okay.
and got his jacket in one hand and someone taking a photo, and I love that one as well, because I think
Yes.
to say these photos have been taken of me as I'm just casually walking,
Yeah.
and
He's
they've
like, my
come
work
out with
here is done.
the coolest photos ever.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
I love those photos. I was sat there like,
They were so
just,
good.
oh God.
And it was just like like you're saying, like 2,000 people, like in the photos, like you s the back view, like if it's him waving to the, like he's so little, like on stage, and it's just this huge, huge crowd of people. Like that's so incredible.
And
Like
I
that had
feel
to be
like,
so surreal.
yeah, there was, I feel, because there are a lot of big shows that go to that theatre. Like, I'm going to see Evita there in September. I feel like when you think about, like, Jamie Lloyd, who's directing that, and obviously it's an Andrew Lloyd Webber, that's a big production. That's a big production. And when you think about the fact that it's just Aaron, it's and the musicians. It's just Aaron and the musicians and
Yeah.
on stage, and it could have a massive set and it could have a big production with it, but there was just a carpet and some stools and the musicians, and
Right.
it was just so small, but And but the thing is, the theatre felt massive, but he made it feel like quite an intimate concert because it felt like everyone, it was like almost just a personal look into Aaron's life and the songs he wants to sing. And I feel like when he sang Move On, I feel like at first I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, because it hadn't clicked with me at first what it was. And then I went, because he always says he wants to be, his dream show is Sunday in the Park with George. I was like, ah, okay. I was like, it took me a moment. I was like, this isn't what I was expecting. I'm like, oh, that makes sense now. It's like, just took my brain a moment to connect with that. And I feel like because it was, you could tell it was songs that he not only thought about what we want to hear, he did what he wanted to do. And we saw a bit into him a bit. So it
Oh, I
felt,
love that.
it didn't feel like there was over 2,000 people. It felt like a 54 below kind of.
Wow, that's amazing to hear. And he does have such a way to do that, to connect and like bring you in. And yeah, it's surreal. Like, it's one thing to like watch like the videos, which are incredible, but to it had to be so surreal to be in
Oh, yeah,
his presence and that
it was
night.
amazing. And I feel like because obviously it had the two acts, so it was a long concert. It was just as like, although it didn't feel like enough, because I'm like, well, I could do a whole like Eras Tour style night here. I could do like just every song from every show he's ever done. I'd love that. But obviously you can't have that. And I feel like we did get the perfect mix of, and it wasn't short by any means, but you felt like you definitely experienced whole Aaron Tveit magic in that night. But I had just people messaging me because obviously they know that I'm a massive Aaron. Even before the concert, they were like, I have a ticket to Aaron tonight. They were like, we have a spare one, but we presume you're going. They were like, he's like, I just, all the messages started off, we know you're a massive Aaron fan. I've never been shy about that one. But yeah, so I had, it was definitely one of the best nights of musical theatre I've had. It
That's
was so cool.
incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you got to experience
Thank you.
it.
Yeah, because obviously he doesn't come over here that often. Like he does comparatively with other places, and he says it's his like favorite place away from New York. But I think that, like, for me, it feels like he's not over here enough because he did so much over in America that I've been like, my bucket list things for like meet Aaron, see Aaron in a concert, and like, because my first of all, I was just see Aaron. And I actually said in summer that year I went to see him in the Rodgers and Hammerstein thing, I said, my life goal, it's not to meet Aaron, it's not to even see him in a musical, it's just to see him perform once. I don't care what it is. He can sit on a stage, read the phone book. I don't care. Like, whatever it is, just him there. I just want to see him once. And I was like, me and my mum were like, well, it might never happen. We might never be able to do that. And I'd sort of been like, yeah, I accept that at this point. And then Christmas came, December, early December. I was like, Christmas has come early. He's here. And then obviously he decided to come back. And I was like, I definitely wasn't expecting that this year. So I'm hoping now the next bucket list thing is to see him in a musical, in a role somewhere. So he needs to come back.
Oh, hopefully one day it will happen.
Yeah, definitely. But it was amazing.
That was so much fun, just getting to recap the weekend and the concerts with Georgie. I loved hearing her excitement and just like the emotion that she felt leading up to the day, and then sitting in the theater and when he would perform certain songs. Like, we can all relate to that, right? Like, to those feelings of just like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe he's there. And like, together we're experiencing this amazing night. Like, for those of us that it's had it happen more than once, have had that experience more than once, like, it's different every time, but
it's always special. And I'm so glad that Georgie and so many others got to have just an incredible weekend and an incredible experience at Aaron's London debut. And like she said, hopefully he does go back or he goes other places as well so that more people get the chance to have that like bucket list experience. But thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. If you're not already, please follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently and over on TikTok at tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 120.